We are now joined by the head coach of the Crookston Pirates boys golf team, Coach Kofed. And Coach, how did it go today?
Today was good. I mean, it was April 12th, and we were playing a tournament, which is something that we have not been able to do for, at least a couple of years for sure, but a good handful, half dozen years since we've been able to play in, early April.
How important is it to get the team out on the course this early, get the swings warmed up, and just get themselves into a competition this early?
Well, the nicest part about the whole thing is that it's not we're already talking 3 weeks from now, postseason play, where the last couple of years that opening round was very last week in April, first week in May, and, the end of May was already postseason, so there wasn't a whole lot of time to make adjustments, and the pressure was on a little bit more, where when we got half of April to hopefully have the weather cooperate with us still and be able to play, you know that there's room to improve, and you can see that improvement from week to week, and, the pressure's not quite as much on all the guys' shoulders this early.
Well, you guys ended up taking ninth place today. How did you feel about that?
All in all, I mean, really the goal when we come out the first time, unless, we've been back home playing for a long time, is just to get out on a golf course that most of these guys had played before, get out, see the golf ball fly, see the ball react on the green. I could tell them all when they come over and say, oh, I'm this many over par after five or six holes, and it's more about we haven't played 18 holes outside of town yet, this year. Last time you did it, who knows when it was back last summer. How many good shots did you hit? If you made a putt, did you hit a good chip? Did you, hit a great iron shot? And that's more what I'm looking for always on that first invite date for us. And Lakeview is a great course for us to get down on and play, because there's a lot of holes that we're on the tee box and have a chance to hit a good shot on the green right away. We don't have to try to do anything fancy out here. It's short enough that all the guys can be successful, even if they're not hitting their driver well. So in that mindset, it was just a good day from 1 to 9 that I brought down.
Garrett Fisher, he had himself a good day, shot 72, got himself a 13th place. How did you feel like he played today?
Yeah, Garrett has high expectations. So, I mean, obviously, especially when he finished bogey today, he was a little frustrated with that. But got off to a good start when I first caught him 3 or 4 holes in. I think he was even or 1 over. Wasn't hitting the ball great, but was kind of scrambling around, chipping well, doing what you need to do sometimes to be able to save pars or at least manage the mistake and only make a bogey. Left him low for a couple holes. Then he ended up making 3 or 4 bogeys in a row, and I kind of walked with him and just kind of reminded him of those same things. First time out, I know he played in California visiting his grandma a few weeks ago, but it's been a few weeks since we've been here playing in Minnesota. Grass is obviously going to react different when you're in California playing at 75 degrees compared to back home where the grass is still dormant and just starting to grow. Got him off of that bogey train. He made a couple good pars and then had one hiccup that I didn't see on a par 3 where he ended up making a 6. But followed it up with a great tee shot, got up and down to make birdie on that hole and felt pretty good. And so I think he kind of kept a pretty good frame of mind throughout the whole thing. Had some ups and downs over the course of a round of golf, but just about every time you play, you're going to be able to say that you're going to have some of those.
And then Brandon Tanquist, he shot 84 today.
Yeah, talking with Brandon and Ashton Shockman, those two were both kind of seniors. They were warming up in the range, and they both averaged very similar. All the rest of the guys last year averaged kind of right in that, mid to low 90s is where we finished the season at. And both of us, or both of those guys, we were kind of talking and kind of saying, let's see if we can give ourselves the opportunity to go out and, try to shoot right around 80. Brandon got himself off to a little bit tougher start, but he's just very even keeled in his emotion, knows that he's going to make a mistake somewhere, if that's a double or a triple, but he's going to be able to rally himself back. He couldn't quite get the ball to the hole. I know I watched with him for a couple of groups, and he hit good putts, and they were 1 or 2 revolutions short. So he was not that far away from being able to give himself an opportunity to 80, and I know he felt like he was pretty happy with his opening round this year.
And Ashton Shockman, he was able to pour in a birdie as well. That's got to feel nice to get a birdie in the first round of the year.
Yeah, he had a really good look at back-to-back birdies on the very following hole. He had a good shot on number 7, a par 4, into about 15 feet past the hole. Got a little aggressive on that one, thinking he started to make 2 of them in a row. But walking with Ashton also, he was very solid at times. And then, you early season golf, he made a bad bogey from 50 or 60 yards out on hole 1. And then that mistake stuck with him for a couple holes, and you could look at his scorecard, and he went up a little bit, but then made a par on, I think it was like hole 3 or 4, and then settled back down, made that birdie on 6, had a chance on 7. So he's just one of those that, again, high school kids, managing our emotions is a big piece to it. You know, your expectations in round one is everybody wants to go out and play great, but it's hard to do when you haven't done it for a while. And I thought he did a pretty good job, again, overall for the holes that I watched with him.
And then your other two sophomores, Evan and David, they had some good days as well?
Yeah, Evan and David, those two are really good friends. I guess they played a lot of golf this summer. So, you know, seeing them 5 or 6 holes in, David was beating Evan for the first, I don't know, probably 10, 12 holes, and he was all excited because I think he said he'd never had beaten Evan yet. Made a great shot on hole 17. I think the first one I watched him on an uphill par 3, which is kind of tricky. Hit it pin high to 15 feet, and I was standing next to Ashton and Brandon on the hole before, and I said, David might make this one, and he kind of did the same thing as Brandon. Hit it, good putt, just didn't quite get it up the hill all the way, had an easy tap-in par, so he was really happy at that point. He made one kind of mistake off the tee box that he didn't realize that on hole 7 there was a penalty area going all the way down the right hand side. He thought it was out of bounds, so he played it as out of bounds. So if he would have, you know, heard that ruling and knew that that was a penalty area, he could have walked up where his tee shot went in and took a drop instead of having to go back to the tee box, which probably cost him 2 or 3 strokes just on that point. But he was very happy. And Evan got off to a tough start, but Evan had grown a lot from last year as a freshman, so he was hitting his shots 15 yards further than what he was doing last year. So as he was, you know, starting the round, I think he said on hole 10 is where he started, hit a decent tee shot, his approach shot into the green, which is downhill, pulled a club that he thought he needed to hit last year and airmailed it over the green out of bounds. So took him, you know, 4 or 5 holes to figure out that, hey, I need to take one less club today than what I remember doing last year. And again, that was kind of that same conversation. We had I'd roll with the punches, adjust to it after we played a few holes, and we'll continue to do that hopefully the next month, and we'll continue to see these guys getting dialed in and making a few of those less mental mistakes, and our scores will reflect it over the course of the next few weeks.
It's always tough early in the season, distance control and also short game, but I'm sure you guys have been working on that throughout practice.
Yeah, as much as we've been able to for the first week, and like I said, it's been great to get outside. I mean, the last few years we were stuck inside at the school putting. We were stuck inside at the arena trying to make up chipping games that we can kind of keep ourselves competitive and kind of put in some course management, like our putting course we set up inside the hallways at the school. We'll have dog legs and we'll have out of bounds and we'll have places that'll kind of try to trick you into thinking let's make a hole in one. But if you don't actually make it, then you might go out of bounds, and that's not the best decision always, is to hit that miracle shot, depending on how it goes. And for us to get outside and hit golf balls, that's something that we need. You know, just as we got to be able to have that distance control and feel like we're hitting the middle of it all the time, not hit 3 or 4 really good and then try to figure out why we hit the next one fat or thin. And that's early season golf for most people.
What is going to be coming up next for the golf team?
Our next tournament is next week. We just got one event just with the varsity that we're going down to the Pines. Pequot Lake hosts the tournament at the Pines. So we'll head down there with a group. And then the following week, we kind of get ourselves really going with everybody playing that last week in April.
Well, Coach, congratulations on getting out early. And best of luck for the upcoming week.
I appreciate it. Thanks.